From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Afghanistan today, a car bomb killed five policemen and two civilians, including a child, in Kandahar. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that 19 people were wounded in the blast near the city's police headquarters.
Afghan officials say a car full of explosives had been left in the parking lot near the Kandahar police headquarters. The bomb detonated around noon local time. More than a dozen of the wounded were civilians, including women and children. The force of the blast wrecked cars and shattered windows for blocks around. The attack comes on the heels of a United Nations report that found 2011 had the highest level of civilian casualties since the U.S.-led invasion more than 10 years ago. Insurgent bombs and landmines are blamed for the vast majority of the non-combatant deaths. Civilian casualties increased 8% from 2010 to 2011, despite a reduction in NATO and American troops killed in action. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
A helicopter crash in Australia has killed award-winning cinematographer Mike Degree and Australian television writer-producer Andrew White. Their employer, National Geographic, confirms the deaths. They had just taken off to start filming. Mitt Romney is enjoying back-to-back victories in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Romney emerged the winner in the Nevada caucuses last night after a solid victory last week in Florida.
What defines us as Americans is our conviction that things must be better. That conviction guides this campaign. It's rallied millions of Americans to our cause, including tens of thousands of Nevadans who gave me their support here today, and I thank them.
Romney speaking there to supporters in Las Vegas last night. Well, Mitt Romney easily won the Nevada caucuses. NPR's Jim Hawk reports that one political analyst sees Newt Gingrich losing steam at a critical time.
Larry Sabato, the director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics, says Mitt Romney did what he had to do in Nevada and earlier in Florida, win two contests in a row and generate a little momentum. Sabato says Newt Gingrich now needs to turn things around before Super Tuesday.
He's going to have to stop and stay in one place for a while to retool this campaign. Otherwise, when he gets to Super Tuesday, March 6th, even the southern states may not support him.
As for frontrunner Mitt Romney, Sabato says it's still going to take a long time before he wins the 1,144 delegates he needs to gain the GOP nomination, but he added he's well organized to achieve them. Jim Hawk, NPR News.
Russia and China coming under heavy criticism for their veto of a UN resolution aimed at ending the violence in Syria. Russia says it feared the resolution would feed armed struggle. Tunisia, though, has expelled the Syrian ambassador to Tunis. The prime minister says cutting ties, in his words, is the least we can do. This is NPR News. Today's Super Bowl between the New York Giants and the New England Patriots is a rematch of 4 years ago. But Patriots quarterback Tom Brady says his team's loss to the Giants back then is a distant memory.
You got to move on, and you got to still use those as opportunities to learn. And I think this team has done that. It's been a very mentally tough team. That's probably one of the strengths of this team, and that's why we're sitting in this position.
The game marks the seventh Super Bowl appearance for the Patriots and the fifth for the Giants. For Brady, it will be his fifth Super Bowl start. Kickoff is later this evening in Indianapolis. Meanwhile, a jersey Brady wore in an NFL game has sold for $46,000 at an auction in Indianapolis. The stock market had a strong January ahead of a new week of trading, and Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that the market is off to a good start in February as well.
A week that began in doubt ended in triumph on Wall Street thanks to a deluge of surprisingly strong economic numbers. Non-farm payrolls are up 243,000 in January, and the unemployment rate is down another 0.2 to 8.3%. Other reports show an upsurge in factory orders and a faster pace of growth in non-manufacturing industries. With four stocks rising for everyone that fell in active trading, the three major stock indices were up well over 1% Friday. For the week, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 1.6%, the Standard & Poor's 500 2.2%, and the NASDAQ Composite 3.2%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.